which is a shame because my own little running experiment got totally thrown off by a bout of flu. So even with about 3 weeks of solid running, I didn't get any measurable benefits. The changes just take a bit longer to come in, which Christoph explained is why so many people give up after the 2 week mark.
So when you first start off running, there are a whole load of changes at the level of the neurons and your perception of what running is about. It's before the fatigue kicks in. So you start to feel very good. You get, if you like, after the very first run, maybe a little bit of a runner's high. It's never happened to me, but I hear it can happen. And then gradually the fatigue starts to build up. Whilst you run, you do a little bit of damage to the muscles and that gradually accumulates. Then hopefully after a period of about 2 to 3 weeks, things start to get better. Unfortunately, I think you got the flu just at the critical point and you stopped running. In fact, you had a little bit of bed rest, I think, which is the worst possible thing you can do for run training. The real big changes, they take a period of many weeks to occur. So a couple of months and then things start to get really a lot better. But the plasma volume expansion that you can get, that gradual thinning of the blood as you pull in more water from the extracellular space, that can happen very quickly indeed. So we were sort of hoping that that would happen after your last minute bout of running that you did over the weekend. Unfortunately, it doesn't look like we were able to detect that. Maybe it wasn't quite intense enough, I don't know.
I mean, I said I'd do 10k a day and I did about 4, so that's probably why.
And this, Christoph says, is another useful lesson. If you're training for a marathon or similar, last-minute panic training does very, very little. So if you can push past the two-week mark and keep at it, what is the long-term impact on your health?
There are very, very many long-term benefits of running. Obviously, the first thing is you're burning a little bit more energy, which is generally a good thing to do because we live in an environment where energy is very easy to come by. So being a little bit more active is good. You tend to start off by lowering blood pressure. That tends to fall as well as you run. And then longer term, of course, you're helping to build a more healthy heart, one with a greater blood supply and a generally more elastic circulatory system, and that's all very good. So the long-term effects of running, and indeed the effects of loading the bones, so bone density tends to increase, everything tends to get a little bit better when you do a bit more exercise. To get a healthy life into old age, I think exercise is absolutely critical.
So there you have it. It's good for our body, it's good for our brains, and as Dan Lieberman said, it's why we have such big, beautiful bums. So we should really make use of them. I've definitely heard enough to give it another go. So I asked Christoph, as a runner himself, for any tips to keep motivated.
Okay, so the first bit of advice is don't get injured. I mean, there's nothing worse than getting injured. Every runner has a story about injury, and my story at the moment is very real to me. So one is take it sensibly and exercise very sensibly. Build it into a lifestyle as well. There's no point in making running something special that you have to make a special time for during the day. And running isn't something that you have to be particularly prepared or set up to do. You can add running into many of your daily activities. I do something that's known as a run commute. Building it into those times where you need to do some form of transportation. And I would also say take the intensity of your running down. Sure, add in some high intensity if you enjoy it, but there's a very nice social aspect to running a little bit more slowly, of taking a little bit of time. So doing that kind of social running is a very powerful way of enabling yourself to continue with the exercise through life. Don't get obsessed with it. And also, don't assume that the limits that you see now are the real limits that exist. Everybody is capable of being a runner.
And to add a couple from me, find a running buddy who doesn't run faster than you. Don't take your useless fat spaniel who slow you down. And definitely, definitely don't get the flu. Good luck. And if you run enough, you might just experience the wonderful feeling known as runner's high. Back to Jen.
You might have just had the worst low of your life. You might have had absolutely no energy at all. And then you eat a little bit, you drink a little bit, and 20 minutes later, you'll be running along through the storm. You'll be running up hills, and you'll feel like if Usain Bolt turned up and wanted a 100-meter race against you, you'd definitely beat him. And everything's just fantastic. Like the views, you just love everything. You love all your friends around you. You just absolutely love doing what you're doing, and you never want to stop. So you just keep running.